Chapter 11. Dandin was first to regain his senses. He wished fervently that he had not. His entire body was a mass of pain. The last thing he recalled was the three of them being dragged along the ground all the way to Castle Florette, kicked, buffeted, bumped and scratched until they lost consciousness. Somewhere in the background, he heard voices.
Sour girl, look, one of them's coming around.
Come on, Filch, we'd better go and report back.
As the voices died away in the distance, Dandin sat up, trying to ignore his discomfort. One of his eyes was swollen shut. Through the other, he took stock of his surroundings. Marielle and Meldrum lay on either side of him, still senseless. All of the footpaws had been bound together by a thick rope. They were in a prison cell, its floor strewn with dry rushes and old straw. Four stout stone walls surrounded them. There was one high barred window and a heavily timbered door with iron studding and a small spy-hole grill. Sunlight flooded in from the wide barred window, lighting up the grimness of their dungeon. Marielle stirred, her voice a hoarse croak.
Water!
Dandin winced, as cradling her head on his lap, he scoured the cell with his one good eye.
Sorry, there's not a drop in the place. Are you all right?
I'm thirsty. That's how I know I'm still alive. How are you?
Still here, I suppose. Meldrum looks very still.
The old hare lay prostrate with both eyes shut. He began muttering half to himself.
Wonderful military burial. Lots of fuss, medals, sad music and tears. That'll do. At the foot of a good oak tree, nice and shady. They can carve something fitting on it, too. Now, me effects. Let me see. I leave a nice mess jacket to Thurdale. I hope he wears it with pride. About me rod and line. The young Foghill gets that. The blighter's always had his eye on it anyway.
The field marshal's finely attuned ears waggled.
The zombies coming. Steady in the ranks, ah. Lie doggo, make them think we're still out.
Locks squealed and bolts clanked as they were withdrawn and the door creaked open. Nagrew and Silvermord swept in, flanked by a dozen rats. One of them stared Meldrum with his footpaw.
This is the beast who slew Captain Braglin. We had the two mice cornered when he butted in. There were five others. Four young hares and a hedge pig.
Nagrew shoved the rat aside contemptuously, saying,
And they vanquished a full patrol of you.
You should talk,
said Silvermord, her voice heavy with scorn.
These three between them slew your wonderful dirge callers and more than a score of horde beasts. Tell us about that again.